This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Tech Webcast. Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Welcome to episode 165 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 26th of November, 2011. Tech Webcast is recorded live every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason, Aaron, and Steve, and our guest is Danny the YouTuber. Good afternoon, Brad.
And you've got Bryce.
And Bryce.
He also has a YouTube channel too, so I want to get him back on the show too and have a chat with him.
You surprised me with the intro. I don't have any video to go with that, so I have to make another one.
Okay, that's cool. But anyway, we've got Danny on, first time on a podcast.
Hi there, how are you going?
Good, good. Welcome.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very exciting. Very nervous, actually.
Well, you don't need to be. We had someone on last week and she was fine.
Oh, really? I'm just like, don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid.
Too late.
Oh.
All right, we got Bryson as well. Hey, Bryce.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Good, mate. Good. What's been happening? Long time. Haven't chatted to you for a while.
Yeah, been pretty busy. Starting to make some more videos now, so yeah.
Sweet. What are your thoughts on the iPhone 4S first? I just want to get your view on that first.
I really, really like it. A lot of people are saying that the new update decreases the battery life. I haven't updated, and I know the battery life's been pretty bad on it, but I disabled location services, and I also disabled the time zone check, and that actually increased my battery life. So for me now, it's perfect. I really like it, and Siri is a really cool feature.
Yeah, I agree. And what about you, Jason? You got the iPhone 4S too, mate. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I went and got a new SIM last week because I kept on losing connection to the cell towers, and I saw on the Apple boards that people have found that was a workaround that would fix it. I went into Telstra and just told them what the problem was, and they said that was their answer to fix it, and seems to have kept me on the cell towers now, so that's good.
Cool.
Quite enjoying the phone. I love it. Currently recording the video of this, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so.
If not, I've got a backup video this time, so there's something there anyway.
Good stuff.
And I just bought a Motorola D5 on eBay to do testing of the Tech Webcast app to make sure it works properly on Android.
Sweet.
$185.
That's cheap. And what about you, Danny? What do you like about the phone? What phone did you have before the iPhone 4S?
Well, it's a funny story. I had an iPhone 4, but it got stolen.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know, right? And so I had a HTC Wildfire.
Oh.
And just kind of for a replacement until the iPhone 5 came out. Well, that's what I thought it was going to be. And it was painful. It was slow, and it kept crashing, and it was awful. And then, you know, I finally got the 4S. And I made a video about it, and it's kind of my most favorite or most watched video. And it's just, you can see how excited I am in the actual video. I'm like a little girl opening, you know, birthday presents and stuff. Yep. It's just great. And Siri is a babe. Siri's beautiful.
It is very cool.
She's got a good sense of humor.
She does.
She's great, yeah. I use her so often. I thought it would kind of be just a novelty thing. Use her a couple of times and then, you know, it kind of forget about her. But, you know, especially when I'm in bed, I'm about to fall asleep, I usually kind of get ideas for videos and stuff then. So I just, instead of opening my eyes and having to kind of do all the hard work, I just press Siri on, don't even have to open my eyes, say, Siri, make a note of blah, 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 and she does it. So she's my partner in crime now. So it's great.
Nice. What sort of equipment do you use to record your videos?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a JVC. Let's have a look what type it is. N835.
Cool.
So just a little kind of handheld camera. I film a lot on my 4S. The recording facilities on my phone are fantastic. They're great. So I use that a lot.
Do you use the iMovie app?
No. Well, the app, yes. very little. If it's kind of just a quick little vlog or something, I use that. Otherwise, I'll pop it onto my computer and do it that way. I was using Pinnacle because I had a Windows, but now I got a 15-inch MacBook Pro. So great. I'm really, really excited to use iMovie for the beginning, and then hopefully when I save up a couple of bucks, I'll get Final Cut.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Good on you. Steve, hello. I didn't say hello to you before. Got any questions for Danny?
What kind of videos do you make? And where's your maybe you could put a link in the – oh, you can't do it in the chat room here, can you?
Why is there echo coming from you, Steve? I can hear your echo coming back.
Everybody's echoing from my end. Even Brad was.
I think it's stopped now. Yeah, I think it's still Skype.
No, it's still doing it.
Still going.
Still going. But anyway, keep going, mate.
You're in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going, Steve. What do you want to ask him?
What kind of videos do you make, Danny?
Well, I've only kind of just started out, so I'm kind of feeling my way through, seeing what people like, seeing what people kind of don't like. I've kind of started a huge, big old truth and dare game on my channel. People kind of type in with truths or dares, and I fulfill those. It's hilarious. I'm a bit of a thrill seeker, so I enjoy kind of making a bit of an idiot out of myself and making people laugh. I really enjoy that, and that's going quite well. My most popular truth or dare video was me. Someone's like, oh, you should hop in the bath with all your clothes on. And I was like, that's hilarious. So I did that, and I woke up the next morning and my video had been flagged. I'm not quite sure why. I think just, you know, person in the bath type of thing. But I think that was a bit hilarious. It's completely innocent. Like, you'll see me. I'm acting like a child. If anyone would like to see an Australian girl do a truth or a dare, you should look up my channel, Danny Papp, on YouTube and send me a truth or a dare.
I love the series Sexy Tape. That's funny.
I do.
I love that. That's
it took a long time to make, actually. I get the weirdest. My brain is weird. I have a problem, I think. I just think up these most random things.
Yeah.
And I think that they're hilarious. Most people don't. But it's funny on YouTube. You kind of find people with the same sense of humor and stuff. And they're my subscribers, I guess.
Cool. Was that video very hard to make?
Not very hard, just time consuming. You know, I had to make the catwalk. I had to kind of go and buy the lights and do this and do that, and did a lot of takes. And, you know, working with an inanimate object can be quite difficult sometimes. They don't really do what you want to do all the time.
Cool. So you work by yourself when you do videos, or?
Yeah, I work by myself. I think it's easier that way. You don't have to kind of organize with another person, a second party or anything like that. So, you know, I always have my friends there who are so supportive, who, you know, if I need someone to film or do something, they're always kind of more than happy to help. But yeah, generally just by myself.
Cool, good stuff. And Jason, any questions?
So do you have any plans for future ideas for the show, or are you just going to wing it and see how it goes?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, my ultimate, this probably won't happen, but this is kind of Danny dreaming sort of thing, is I'd love to kind of go overseas. I'd love to go to America, and just I'm fascinated by things that I've never been overseas. And, you know, I hear that people get their milk in bags instead of cartons, and people, you know, yellow school buses are crazy and things like that. And I'd love to show Australia all the differences in different kind of countries. I'd love to go to America. I'd love to go to London. I'd love to, you know, do all of that sort of stuff. So that's kind of in the future, if things take off. If not, I'm happy to just kind of document my life and do crazy, funny stuff and, yeah, make people laugh.
Need to set up a PayPal donation page.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel funny asking people for money. I don't know. I think
I'd just make a chip in and just put it onto your website or something. Do you have a website or do you have a blog? Or
I have a website. It's very, very – I'm not that great at making websites and things like that. I made it in like a day. There's not much on it, but I'm hoping to kind of expand that and stuff. So you post on
WordPress or something, and then everything's done for you. Make it a lot easier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. I will do that. Thank you. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's good. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
How you going, mate? Haven't spoken yet. You're right, mate. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, Danielle, I'm not familiar with your work. So, yeah, like, I was just interested in where you were sort of looking to take it forward and all that, but we sort of spoke about that.
Yeah.
What was really the turning point that got you to flick the camera on and sort of broadcast your life? Like, what was the motivations?
Well, I moved up to Melbourne. I've been in Melbourne for only a couple of months now. And I really only started getting into YouTube then. And I was looking for a job, so I had a couple of, you know, spare hours on my hands and things like that. I studied acting in my hometown of Wagga Wagga, and I hadn't performed for a really, really long time, and I really missed it. I missed performing for people. So, you know, I did a couple of, you know, just videos that will probably never, ever, ever get released because they're horrible and embarrassing. And, you know, they made me laugh and they made my friends laugh. And I was like, oh, well, if I'm making all these people laugh, imagine, you know, if anyone else had the weird sense of humor that my friends and I have. So I'll put it on YouTube and see what happens, I guess. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does, it does. And, yeah, you know, I put Siri on and got, you know, like 1,000 views in a day or something like that, something ridiculous. So I was like, oh, okay, this is great. So, yeah, I'm still kind of finding my way around. But, yeah, I just want to make people laugh. And, yeah.
Have you found, have you made new contacts and made friends with people and that sort of stuff? Like, what's been the social aspect that's come with it?
Not so much. I've only been doing it for about a month now. Brad's kind of my first person that I've really that's reached out and is like, hey, you know, I really like your videos. And then I kind of, you know, he got me onto this tech webcast, and I love this tech webcast. I think it's fantastic, and I listen to it all the time. Traded YouTube channels, and then, you know, he asked me to be on this, and and so we iChat regularly, and it's great.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good to exchange different links and promote other people's on YouTube. It's really good.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Of course. Yeah,
it's really good. And what about you, Bryce? Have you got any questions for Danielle?
Go ahead, mate. All great questions. Everything that I was going to ask has been answered. So,
All right, dude. tell us about your channel, Bryce, and how long have you been doing it for? You just made a new video about for tips and stuff. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I started in 2008 and I just kind of took it slow. And and in 2009 and 2010, I started to take it a bit more seriously and went off from there.
Cool.
And it succeeded. And it's just a technology channel. So, yeah.
Good stuff. And what sort of things have you been reviewing lately? You got the iPhone 4S and the iPad 2 and that sort of thing, and the Kindle and.
Yeah, just I guess a variety of videos. It's not really one genre, but I suppose a lot of reviews, but just random tech items and stuff like that.
Cool. What are your thoughts on the Kindle Fire, Bryce?
I was looking at it. If I would have seen it in the store in Australia, I probably would have bought it. I did get one of the new Kindles, but like I said, it wasn't available in Australia. If I would have seen it, I probably would have bought it. But to me, I've got the iPad. There's not that much attraction to it.
Yeah.
So
tell you, Jeff, I don't really use my iPad anymore. I don't know. It just sits here. It doesn't get used. I use my iPhone more now because, you know, Siri and stuff and that sort of thing.
True.
What about you, Jason? Do you use your iPad a lot or?
Yeah, I use the iPad quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like using Flipboard on there. I play Words with Friends with people on there.
That's cool.
The Tech Webcast app on there.
Good plug, mate. Good plug. And Steve, what about you? Do you use your iPad a lot?
I'm finding I'm using it a lot more, especially like when I've got company and I got to do something on the web. I'll just take my iPad, or now I take the iPad to Starbucks instead of a laptop. So, you know, because it's more convenient.
Cool.
Do you have a Bluetooth keyboard or anything?
Not really. I just use it by itself.
Nice.
That's it.
Good stuff. Now, Aaron, any news you want to report on, mate? I think Jason's got some news as well.
Yep.
Before we get into some regular news, actually very soon on the site, I'm going to be launching the next round of the Biposity Awards. It's an acronym for Biggest Piece of Shit of the Year.
Oh, God.
I did it last year. It was pretty popular. Lots of people voted and stuff. And
And so since then, I've got three verticals now. So there's Oz Tech News, Oz Gaming News, and Oz Gadget News. So there's going to be 10 nominees in each vertical. So that's sort of 30 articles that have been written up. So everyone's got a reason why they've been nominated as a POS. And you guys will be able to come to the site and vote on that pretty soon. So it's always a bit of a laugh. That's coming really, really soon. All the content's just about ready. It's just all about dressing it all up and stuff. In terms of news and stuff, probably the biggest that I've seen this week is that, and it's sort of gone under the radar a bit, is that Microsoft have bought this video technology called VideoSurf. And what we're sort of seeing here is there's this posturing going back and forwards between Apple and Microsoft. It started with, the rumors of an Apple TV are getting really hot right now. And so you sort of saw that Amazon went out and bought a technology where they can have the whole speech recognition, that sort of thing. So everyone's sort of getting interested in this space. And the worst kept secret in the industry right now is that Apple's approach to an Apple television would just be Siri powered, So the idea is you can sit on the lounge and you can sort of say, I want to watch something funny that was made after 1995. I don't want to watch something old. And the television will give you a bunch of results. So it's like, how about The Big Bang Theory? You're going to be like, yes, play that. And it'll play. No remote control, That's Microsoft's vision. It's been Microsoft's vision for ages and ages. And so they've been looking to do that with the Xbox through Kinect. So they went and bought this technology, VideoSurf, and it was actually backed by the former vice president of the US, Al Gore. He's now on the board of Apple, ironically. But Microsoft had bought this technology, and so everyone's going, oh, I wonder what they're going to do to it. It's so obvious, isn't it? They're going to stick it into the Xbox, and they want to be able to do this same thing. So next year, the biggest thing to watch is going to be how everyone starts putting their operating systems into televisions. And it's all a matter of who gets it out first. So that was sort of the first step. I think that at the E3 in 2012, Microsoft will launch a television technology. It could be either Windows 8 powered, or it could be that the Xbox operating system would be embedded in a television. It's hard to tell either way. It could just be that it'd be a combination of both and that the lines would be blurred. So that was sort of the first thing. So originally we thought that Apple TV would be the end of next year. And so now we're sort of seeing that Microsoft may not only give us the first reveal of a television-powered device of their own, but it would perhaps hit the market next year. And so then the news after that was that Apple may go into production of their own television as soon as February and have it out in the middle of the year. So it's sort of it's like they're all trying to beat each other to get their first device into the market. So the end result is good for us, isn't it? Because it looks like an Apple TV could be out fairly soon, like within about 6 months even. And it looks like Sharp will be producing the screens. Their televisions always look really good, so that's good to know. And, it seems that our lounge rooms this time next year are going to be looking pretty different as a result.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Bryce, what's your view on that, mate? I know you're in that sort of stuff, so what's your reply to him, to Aaron?
In what, sir?
In that, what he just mentioned about the TV, Apple TV and stuff.
Yeah, I think we will see a lot of voice-dictated TVs, and I think everybody will try and jump in, and I think too many will jump in too soon. And Apple will probably sit back and, as they normally do, even if it's been leaked. And the Steve Jobs, his biography, which is Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson, was talking about how he wanted to make a simple TV. And I think that's where the rumor sort of gained momentum. But I think now that a lot of other companies sort of see a grain of truth in this, they're going to jump in. And like I said, they're going to jump in too soon. And I think we're going to see a plethora of garbage flood the market, and Apple will probably sit back and release something that will be really well polished and well done. And at the end of the day, we all know it's going to outsell everything else, even if it's 1 year late.
Yeah, shit, yeah, I agree with that, mate.
Yeah, it's funny how we're already seeing a plethora of crap in the market. All these smart TVs, they're trying to integrate internet connections into these rubbish OSs that run the televisions, and then you're driving it with a remote control. And it just seems a bit unnatural. Like, I've got a television that you can watch YouTube in, and I never use it because it's horrible. Like, what it does is it launches into the YouTube app, if you can call it that, and then it just starts playing the first random YouTube video that it finds. And it's always something really dumb. And you just got this like horizontal list of videos across the bottom, and you're literally just hitting the right arrow button, cycling in between them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crap, you know? And then if you want to actually search for something, you're using the numeric keypad on your remote control to or the arrow keys to pick out letters on a virtual screen on the television to try and type in what you're searching for, you know? And, like, let me ask all of you people, right? Let's do a poll right now. How many of you people go to youtube.com, that's it, and then search for something?
Nope.
As opposed to if you're sent a link, or as opposed to if you are sent the link to a page directly with a video on it and just go straight to that.
I played on the page.
Yeah. I would say most people say that. Even the Bill Steele 57 page, like, I noticed that, like, those videos go viral mainly for the fact that they get handed around. Like, someone watches it and goes, oh, I really like this, and they refer it, or they post it straight into it. This is how we discover video on the internet. So on the televisions, there's a long way to go. They've got to really reimagine the whole experience of starting from the beginning, from the time you turn the television on to the time that you're actually watching the videos to watch something that's worth a damn, you know?
All right. Well, Steve's got a question before we start into the news. Steve, want to ask a question? Go ahead, mate.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. This just popped in my brain.
Go ahead.
This is from, there any interesting apps for the Android?
that's from Michael. I'm not sure why you wanted to know that.
Was that the question?
Android sucks anyway. I never use Android. Android sucks.
Hey, that's what you typed in the chat room.
Aaron, which do you think for a prediction that consumers would like best, talking to their Apple TV via Siri on maybe a remote control with a microphone in it, or using Kinect on the Xbox and waving to change channels and stuff?
That's a tough one, because you know what Apple will do, won't you? You won't talk to the television. You'll talk into your phone.
Yep.
And it'll send the instruction to the television. That's genius, right? Talking to your TV, there's just far too much environmental noise around. See, like, with the Xbox, has anyone even bothered using the voice control on their Kinect since that they released it for Australians? I haven't.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
See, but the thing is, right, what do? You sort of, like, get in a full wind of air in your lungs and you speak up. You got to really sort of say, like, Xbox, play this. You really got to sort of speak loud. And that's just not natural, you know? So I think just when you can sort of be like, you get home from work, you're exhausted, you work 12 hours or something, you just, like, blah, put the phone in your face, play something funny, I just want to laugh. And it just starts playing. That's probably going to be more desirable.
The only problem is changing channel while you're talking to somebody on the phone then.
Yeah.
Hang on, Bob, can you just hold? I got to tell the telly I want to watch Channel 9 now. Beep. All right, back to you.
Something about the televisions, because I think most people think, when they think about television, it's more of a long-term investment, because, you know, they'll buy a TV and they'll use it if it still works until, you know,
Steve's got an old CRT in the lounge. When it won't even buy up.
Yeah, that's right. I still got my old favorite CRT television, 42-inch screen.
Yeah.
It's a classic. That's the genius part about why Apple are creating the Apple TV device so far, because basically for those people who don't want to bother having to buy the Apple television, they can just use the Apple TV to connect to their existing TV and get the exact same experience. Yeah, so that's what, like, it's funny how Apple are trying to diminish it as just a hobby project, when in actual fact it's a Trojan horse and no one realizes it yet.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's jump into the news, Jason, and after that I want to have a chat to you about Slingbox.
Cool. Samsung argues that the judge who ordered its Galaxy Tab 10.1 to be banned from sale in Australia misunderstood and misapplied basic requirements of the law, and elements of her reasoning were grossly unjust. The appeal in the patent infringement case is being heard by the full bench, including Justice Dowsett, Justice Foster, and Justice Yates, who haven't made a decision yet, but appear to support a number of Samsung's arguments. Apple was successful in October in winning a temporary injunction banning sales of the Samsung tablet in Australia until a final hearing could take place next year. Despite the injunction, several online sellers have made a mockery of the ruling by importing Galaxy Tab 10.1 from overseas and offering it to Australians. We contend that the primary judge made a series of fundamental errors in her disposition of the interlocutory application. They are errors of principle, Samsung's lawyer told the court. Her Honour misunderstood and misapplied the basic requirements concerning interlocutory injunctions as laid down in previous cases. Internet service providers cannot be forced to block their users from downloading songs illegally, as such an order would breach EU rules, Europe's highest court said in a ruling welcomed by a consumer group. The Luxembourg-based EU Court of Justice issued its verdict on Thursday in a case involving Belgian Music Royalty Collection Society, SABAM, and Belgian telecom operator Belgicom unit Scarlet. SABAM asked a Belgian court to order Scarlet to install a device to prevent its users from downloading copyrighted works. The court ruled in SABAM's favour and ordered Scarlet to install such a device. However, Scarlet then challenged the ruling, prompting the Belgian court to seek advice from the ECJ. EU law precludes the imposition of an injunction by a national court, which requires an internet service provider to install a filtering system with a view to preventing illegal downloading of files, they said. The filtering system would also be liable to infringe the fundamental rights of its customers, namely their right to protection of their personal data and the right to receive or impart information, the Luxembourg court said. And Google keeps whittling down its projects, narrowing the focus of the company's efforts behind Chief Executive Larry Page's push to put more wood behind fewer arrows. The latest trimming will eliminate 7 Google products, Bookmarks Lists, Friend Connect, Gears, Search Timeline, Wave, Knoll, and the ambitious project Renewable Energy Cheaper Than Coal. We're in the process of shutting down a number of products which haven't had the impact we'd hoped for, integrating others as features into our broader product efforts, and ending several which have shown us a different path forward. This Google's Senior Vice President of Operations said in company blog post. Overall, our aim is to build a simpler, more intuitive, truly beautiful Google user interface. And that's the news for today.
Good news, mate. Good news. Any answers to that? Aaron, do you want to say anything about that news?
Actually, interesting with the first one. The Australian ISPs are also now starting to talk about how to handle copyright material now. And they're talking about a system where you get basically 4 warnings before you get cut off. And they're just trying to emphasize that they have absolutely no responsibility in policing people. So basically, you'd get a couple of warnings that, hey, we can tell that you're using copyrighted material. And then after a certain amount of warnings, then they would finally hand off the identity of the internet connection owner to the person making the complaint. But I think that they're really trying to propose in Australia that if someone owns copyrighted material, they would have to prove that they're a copyright owner. There's a lot of BS in terms of these companies being able to actually even get in front of these ISPs and that sort of stuff. I don't know. It seems like the ISPs are finally giving in because they're constantly getting pestered by these people. So it looks like these sorts of rules are coming, and you always have to squirm a bit, don't you, when these sorts of things come in, like Big Brother's watching you while you're on the internet, you know?
Oh, actually, that's something I want to mention. There's 2 things I want to mention now. I've been watching a show called My Family. It's on SBS on every night at 8:30. Goes for an hour. Right. You guys check that show out yet?
I'm not aware of it at all.
Jason, have you seen it?
No. I saw you and Trevor talking about it.
Yeah, good show. Good show. I love it. It's got 22 cameras in it, and it's all uncensored, and it's really good. It's a bit like Sylvania Waters, better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good show. Check it out. Great show. I watched it the other night. It's good. Also, Slimbox. I actually tried that last night on someone's made me a guest account. I actually experienced a new TiVo in America.
Cool.
On their TiVo. It's pretty cool, pretty fun. I got to watch every channel over in America through their Slimbox, and works pretty well.
Okay, Brad, let's make your head explode on this podcast. Slingbox, Boxybox, or TiVo?
All of them.
Oh, my God.
No. You have to pick one.
No, I'm not picking any. I like all of them.
No, you have to pick one. Boxy, TiVo, or Slingbox?
Oh, fuck, that's a hard question, mate.
I think you would pick Boxy.
Yeah, probably TiVo.
Really? TiVo?
Yeah, TiVo.
I would have thought Boxy.
No, I like Boxy.
Yeah, I would have thought Boxy too.
I like
Boxy. You crap on about it enough.
Yeah, but I like both though. I like both. I can't pick
TiVo one. US, you mean, not TiVo Australia.
Yeah, TiVo. I wouldn't.
What if he chose Slingbox? That really surprised us.
Then he could watch all of them.
But it was good though. I was using the app on the Boxbox last night. It was pretty good.
Yep.
Thanks to David anyway for hooking me up for that, the guest account. And yeah, it was quite fun to use, and you know, experience the TiVo over in America and using the menu and the stuff was quite fun.
Someone in the chat room is talking about WD Live. What's that?
That's shit. I wouldn't pay.
It's a little box that you can buy, and you can watch movies. So if you plug in your USB and stuff like that,
yeah, I wouldn't pay. I wouldn't buy one. Just buy a Boxy Box. Bryce, have you used the Boxy Box before, mate?
I haven't, but I have the Western Digital Live, and it is a piece of shit, to be honest.
It is a piece of shit. Dude, you need to get a Boxy Box. You need to get a Boxy Box, Bryce.
Huh?
You need one, mate.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about the sling box. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah, sling box. And that looks pretty sweet. But you know, I got the Western Digital Live, and I don't know where it is now. So that tells you how good it is.
for sure, mate. What about you, Dan? Do you get into Boxy Box and that sort of thing, or do you?
I have no idea what any of this is. For all these non-technical minded people, can you explain just a little bit what it is?
Okay, so you know how your television's got like all these cables pouring out the back because you've got a million things connected in, VCR, DVD player, Blu-ray player, external sound system, gaming consoles and that sort of business?
Yeah.
Well, that's not enough. You've got to have more, right? So so these are like little standalone units that you can plug into the back of your television and you can play digital copies of videos and watch streaming content and that sort of business.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to have a look into it. It sounds really... really good.
So which one do you like the best?
Boxy Box. I don't know. Boxy Box.
There you go. She's voted.
See, yeah, I agree. We can tell you're Brad's friend.
No, anyway, let's move on. Steve, what about you? What do you reckon of the Boxy Box? You love it, don't you?
Actually, I do. You know, it's kind of funny because I'm a big Apple guy, but I don't know if Apple TV would really work for me. I'd probably like Boxy Box better.
Well, I got you in the Boxy Box, didn't I? I actually sponsored you one, and you love it. You use it all the time.
Yeah.
Use it 24/7.
Yeah, I missed it right there.
Yeah.
I updated it the other day too.
Oh, okay, cool. And also on December the 6th, Xbox Dashboard's going to be out. So that's going to be quite fun.
Yeah. So it's going to be just like, you know what's going to be funny is that when the Windows 8 tablets come out, the Xbox app on that is going to look identical to what the Xbox itself will look like when you use that.
Definitely.
They're merging all the interfaces and stuff.
Mate.
What are you looking forward about it, Bryce, when it comes out, mate?
Sorry?
What are you looking forward to it about when it comes out?
The new Xbox dashboard.
Yep.
I haven't actually seen the full details of the update, but because I've been pretty busy lately. But I mean any update's always good. Is there any UI design, a redesign in it?
Yeah, there is.
Updates there?
Yeah. It's basically it'll look like Windows Phone 7.
Oh god. Okay.
Sweet, really?
Yeah. So everything's becoming live tiles. Everything. Windows, Xbox, and the phone.
Wow.
That's sweet. That's
consistent crazy. User interface.
And also new TV stuff too is coming to the as well. SBS and ABC iView and...
Yeah, they're sort of like... Because at the moment, there's two different UIs for the Xbox. There's the one that you use with the controller and there's the one that you use with Kinect, which is sort of like the live tile interface. So it's sort of like bring it all together. You can use either controller for the same interface. We already do have a couple of TV apps. There's already the Foxtel app and that sort of business. So I think SBS is really the only new one. But really, they're going to be featured more prominently in the operating system getting past the marketing speak, it's like they're going to stick it under our nose even more obviously because they really want to try and push that aspect of the Xbox.
And also, there's a new channel launching this week from New Media, Channel 74. That's some sort of info channel thing that's being launched. I'm not sure more about it, but we'll be chatting to someone this week about it.
Cool.
We'll see what happens, eh?
Yeah, it's some new channel. I don't know what it's about. Something Jason knows about it. But I think you're
going to have mine on the show, aren't you?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Okay.
I'm going to try. That's coming out on Thursday. And apparently it's in Victoria at the moment, but it's going to be in the cities around here, so it should be quite
great
to check out. And Steve, any last words before we go, mate? Want to add in?
Stick around because we've got a lot of coming out on Chatterbox Live, the Amazon Kindle Fire unboxing video.
Yes,
so,
can't wait for
stay
that.
Stay tuned for that.
That's going to be fun.
Or if you're listening to the podcast, you'll have to go check out his page.
The video.
Confused people.
Any last words before we go? Danny, where can they find you on the internet? Twitter and YouTube?
Twitter, Denny, at Denny Papp. Cool. YouTube, Denny Papp, obviously. Can I just say something about the new Xbox Live dashboard?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm really excited about the beacons. I'm an avid Xbox, I'm just a gamer, really. And I'm just, the beacons are going to be really, really exciting. So you can kind of check up on your friends and stuff. Like, you can do it now, but it's going to be so much easier. And I'm really excited about that.
Sweet.
Yeah, Skyrim, cool. Yay.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And Jason, what else you want to say, mate, before we go?
Well, I just got ABN again, so look for the Tech Webcast app in the Android market sometime over the next week.
Oh, sweet. Oh, there you go. There you go, Michael. There you go, mate.
Wow.
Tech Webcast app.
We got the scoop.
There you go,
buddy. It should be called TW Podcast.
There you go, mate. And what about for us iPhone users?
That depends on Apple. I have to wait until they actually send me a physical piece of paper and then scan it in and upload it to the iTunes Connect, and then Apple will review to prove that I've got an ABN, they'll enable my account for sales. But Google Market ABNs are optional, so
sweet.
Once I've finished ironing out a couple of bugs, it should be right to go.
Yeah, yeah. And Michael was just asking us, if you guys use Android, have you found any cool apps on the Android phone? Do you use an Android phone, do you, Jason or Aaron?
I haven't got one.
I've got an Android phone, yeah.
Do you found any cool apps?
Well, you know what? My Android phone, there's only about three apps that I use on it.
Okay.
It's because I've got two phones.
Birds, yeah.
Absolutely not. No, I use it as a WordPress phone mainly because I got a Desire HD, so it's a 4.3-inch screen. It's so much more comfortable to type on with two thumbs. So I tend to find that I use my iPhone for reading stuff and I use my Android phone for typing stuff. So like Evernote, Yammer, and WordPress and Twitter are really the main apps that I'm using on my phone all the time, and they're all really good, really good versions.
Yeah,
I love to see how my Motorola Defy goes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's, I agree with that. And also follow me on Twitter, Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Aaron, you're on Twitter too, mate.
You can follow me at OzTech News, OZ Tech News, and you can find my website OzTechNews.com.
All right, and what about you, Bryce? Any last words before you go, mate? Do you want to mention anything?
Actually, one thing I forgot to mention, me and Product Feedback, Muhammad, are going to be doing a giveaway soon. So, Brad, you might want to stay tuned for that. But I think we're sort of finalizing the details now. But
sweet.
It might be an iPod Touch and some games and stuff. So, yeah, should be pretty sweet.
Mad shit. But,
it does.
Mad shit.
Yeah, you can find me on my YouTube channel, which is Bilster57, and my Twitter account, which is the same as well, Bilster57.
Can I just say as well, to the people listening to the show, if you haven't seen the Bilster57 YouTube channel, you really, really should. I'm a big fan. I have to honestly say, I'm subscribed to it, so I get the feeds about it all the time whenever something's going up. And there's heaps of content. It seems like it's almost daily, Bryce, that you're putting stuff up. Really good stuff. It's really good stuff. I can vouch for it.
I agree. I've been a fan since day one. He's been doing videos, and we even did a podcast not long ago, didn't we, Bryce? About a year ago.
So yeah.
That failed.
You don't have to be broke, dude, because it seems like you got so many gadgets that you're playing with all the time.
He's got a lot of gadgets.
He does. Like he does. You see his office setup, mate. It's bloody crazy.
I've seen that.
He buys gadgets for other people.
What's that?
I said Brad buys gadgets for other people.
Let's not go there, mate.
Buy me one.
Yeah, let's not go there. Steve, any Twitter, mate? What's your Twitter address, mate?
Oh, chatterbox_live. And you can see me right here on justin.tv, this channel right now.
Cool.
Linux, cool dude.
Good stuff. And also, Tech Webcast is sponsoring Jacob Jones and iPod Touch to review. And also, there's a new phone review on Tech Webcast as well from someone that did a review for us. So check that phone out.
You can find me at bluebilby.com and on Twitter, Warlock, WAULOK, and Bluebilby Apps.
Cool as. And Aaron, how's your dog, man?
Yeah, she's really good. We have it about 3 weeks now. We actually just let her out in the backyard now because she's had a second shot. So, you know, she won't get all the Nazis in the backyard, and she's a water puppy, man. As soon as we put her outside, she jumps straight in the pool.
Oh,
that's all she does. She just jumps in the pool, doing laps of the pool all the time. That's she's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a fish.
Dog. Great dog. Love it.
A hairy fish.
Yeah, it's black. I love black dogs. Black Labradors are good dogs.
Hey, Danielle, where can we find you on the internet?
She just
DannyPack.com.
Oh, give her a second plug. Come on, she's the guest.
Yeah, and YouTube. You need more YouTube subscribers too. I feel sorry for
everyone
you.
Everyone go subscribe.
Yeah, just go subscribe to her and she needs more.
Yeah,
check out Siri in the bath.
We should do a giveaway for a channel.
Siri and the bath, yeah. Two videos.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how Siri would go in the bath. It might get flagged as well.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She's a bit too hot to trot, Siri. Yeah. no, but I forgot to mention my crappy webpage. It's DannyPap.com.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bryce, for coming on, mate. Appreciate
See
it.
See you next week.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me on.
Come back anytime, mate.
Cheers.
All right, cheers, mate. Thanks, Steve, and thanks to Jason and Danny and Aaron.
No worries.
You're all legends.
Thank you.
Hey. Thank you.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, tech talk for geeks.
It's a wrap.